I'm Staff Sergeant Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Swift Response and Air Task Forces. The recent exercise, Swift Response 24, hosted by Aviano Air Base in collaboration with the United States Army, represents a significant milestone in transatlantic cooperation and NATO readiness. The exercise featured over 1,400 jumps into six NATO countries, showcasing the collective strength and readiness in airborne forces from various nations.
Aviano Air Base played a crucial role as the main staging area for the 173rd and 82nd Airborne Brigade and 62nd Airlift Wing during Swift Response 24. Serving as a hub for airborne troops to train alongside partners and allies, the event highlighted collaborative efforts and readiness in crisis response. The exercise not only tested and showcased the capabilities of NATO airborne forces from France, Germany, Hungary, the Netherlands, Romania, Spain, and the United States engaged in air mobility demonstrations with several thousand paratroopers conducting jumps from US C-17s alongside French and German A-400M cargo aircraft. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, highlights the significance of such collaborative efforts.
They are literally jumping into six different NATO countries to demonstrate collaboration and teamwork, and there are a few other nations that are jumping with our soldiers, so that's a great way to collaborate and train together. So we're excited to be able to host that.
Hosting exercises like Swift Response 24, Aviano reinforces its commitment to readiness, cooperation, and security in the Euro-Atlantic region, strengthening alliances and enhancing NATO's collective defense posture. I'm Staff Sergeant Elijah Doherty, AFN News.
Air Task Forces. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. Six installations are set to take the first steps in forming new Air Force combat wings this summer. Experimental Air Task Forces will test new ways to generate deployable units of action under the Air Force Force Generation Model, or AFRGEN. The pilot program establishes command staffs in each location with a goal to create units of action that work, train, and deploy together through each phase of the AFRGEN cycle. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin calls the Air Task Forces pathfinding learning organizations that will help shape the forthcoming combat wing design. He notes that having entire units that work and train together so they're at peak effectiveness when they deploy is a significant change from the way the service has handled deployments for the past 20 years. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Staff Sergeant Nicole Molignano.